Just a lot of very strange activity happening all at once. And I can't remember a time in which I've seen this many earthquakes in a single amount of time. Just very, very strange stuff.
Nemesis star going through the Oort cloud and dragging millions of comets with it and hurling them in our direction. You know, that would explain why the comets are actually hitting the sun rather than going into orbit around it. And also, it probably would explain all the smaller things that are hitting the planet.
The 10th planet has a debris field that travels with it, about a quarter million miles wide of rocks. Big rocks and little rocks. Now, these bolides, I can't say because I don't know whether they're part of the things that come along with Planet X, the debris field, but they might be. At some point, we're going to be passing through that debris field, I would say.
This past week, we had no fewer than 4 comets crash into the sun. This past week, 4 comets came into the sun and crashed into it. We have hundreds and hundreds of these comets that crash into the sun, and they all seem to come from about the same place in the sky.
You know, people were suspicious with George W. Bush's purchase of land, down south. It was a lot of people thought, well, you know, he's doing it to escape war crimes charges. Well, you know, the powers that be are not going to attack any of their own. They might, go ahead and assassinate them if it serves their purpose. But I think George Bush is going to get a pat on the back. But he's got this territory now that has the largest source of fresh water available. It's got certainly a lot of mountainous terrain and a lot of protection from winds and things like that. It's very high above sea level and relatively close to oil fields and things like that. I think that all that has to be factored into this as well.
These are 2 books, both published by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA. And both these books discuss the new coastlines of the United States and North America and vast areas of where tens of millions of people live being underwater. It'll be the first hard copy I've got my hands on. Everything has been word of mouth by Navy veterans who were at the classified briefings. This will be my first opportunity to have hard copy from the government itself.
What I find really interesting about NASA is the fact that all of a sudden you've seen them just say, well, we're going to can the Constellation project. We really have no projects planned in the foreseeable future. They're moving all this space exploration and things along those lines over to private industry. Now we're seeing people like Richard Branson with his Virgin Galactic fleet. You know, they're starting to do space flights. And there, of course, is also, there's been this talk about how the DOD was going to merge with NASA. So, all this stuff is happening, and it's definitely very interesting considering all the information that Mr. Moore and Lucas have talked about. And I don't know, I'm not exactly sure 100% what this all means. There's a lot of different theories out there. I mean, the whole Denver International Airport, the fact that you have all these alphabet soup agencies that are moving over to the Midwest, it definitely makes you think. There's no doubt about that.
They may be trying to mislead people on a date, on a time, because, if you look at the conspiracy theory show with Jesse Ventura, obviously that's all disinformation. I mean, there is, there's a lot of truth to it, but what they're doing is they're pushing a date that's probably not true. Because they realize that people are going to start finding out about this stuff. They're going to start putting two and two together about how many earthquakes there are and how many various events are going on around the world. So, they need to throw people's attention off with diversions like the 2012 episode of Conspiracy Theory and, the HARP episode. See, I think, I've heard from all different angles. I've heard 20 different theories on what HARP is. To me, I personally believe that it's only used to track an object in space, a brown dwarf, because you can't really see it with the naked eye.
The map that is on my DVD, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You, showing the new coastline of North America. About the same time, federal government gave NASA the responsibility for developing the cover story. They knew what would happen 30 years in the future, which is right now, that things would be getting very strange and very bizarre. The cover story they picked was global warming, created by man-made CO2 greenhouse gases.
So it was since 1995, 96 year. Weather changes in the earth have been very dramatic. We have seen, and we've always blamed it on the extremely low-frequency magnetic wave generators by Russia and the United States. And that's a part of it. But they started. Weather conditions that have set all kind of record highs and record lows in some cases, but most of the time it's been highs. Because of what this is beginning to do at such a great distance, 4.7 billion miles yet from Pluto's orbit. And once it reaches Pluto's orbit, it'll be close to Earth, passing between the Earth and the Sun within 90 days.
Physical evidence and physical proof. And that's one of the things that people have been conditioned to through the Truth and Patriot movement, is to believe that the only things that are true are things that can be proven in documentation. And I'm here to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that if you believe that the only things that are true are things that can be proven with documentation and hard, tangible evidence, you are limiting yourself to the possibilities of what can be known and what is possible. More and more, I'm leaning towards the fact, Lee, that what they're doing is they are training soldiers in secret to fly and operate this back-engineered extraterrestrial technology that they've created these new crafts off of, and they are indeed simulating a space war up there right now, probably with targets of ships that they back-engineered, telling people the people that they're training to fight against these things that they're fighting a secret space war against an invading extraterrestrial force. And then when they get ready to roll out this staged alien invasion scenario to the masses, they will use this evidence of these people they have trained for years and to fight this as their evidence to prove their story. Because anybody that, you know, says, hey, I've been fighting these people 15 years up here, and they believe it's true and they don't know about the larger operation because they're compartmentalized, you could put that person on a lie detector and they would pass it because they're believing they're fighting a real enemy. So I think that there probably is something going on up there that resembles a space war, but not against an extraterrestrial threat, but against something that they're being told is this, and keeping from the public so that until they're ready at a later time to roll out this larger operation in a way that the general public would believe.
We should begin to warn our audience that they should start really thinking about and working together with us in preparing for solar storms that I suspect and many other people suspect are going to be occurring this year or next year. Solar storms that could be so severe that two major catastrophes will result. One would be the destruction of our power grids, right, and that would throw us back into a primitive lifestyle. We would be overnight forced into, ancient ways of living.
But otherwise, our weather is a consequence of energy from our sun. And what's happening, this 10th planet moves deeper into our solar system. It interacts with electrical energy and gravity with both us directly and our sun. With electrical energy and gravity. The electrical energy is what's affecting the sun and affecting our weather. And that's becoming more severe and more violent as we get deeper into this cycle, to the point where we're going to have what might be called a pole shift.
It's interesting how much of D.C., people who work in D.C., people who have been a part of this government are, you know, getting out of Dodge. Many under the radar of the American public.
Potentially, if this supposed scenario comes to fruition, you know, I just don't know. I mean, I'm not sure if they're getting ready for some sort of cosmic scenario or if they're just getting ready for massive civil unrest. And there's a number of different ways you can look at this thing. But I do tell you what, the fact that we've seen an increased number of earthquakes, the fact that we've seen a lot of very bizarre weather, I think is indicative of something that's not man-made. I think there's something natural that's going on here that I don't think can be easily explained away. So we'll just have to see what happens as to what the elite may be preparing for. And what that is, it's hard to say. It could be any number of scenarios. We don't really know. Of course, there are certainly possibilities of the 10th planet, some sort of cosmic event, the Nemesis stars we discussed before, possibly having some sort of role in this. It's very difficult to say, but all the information is certainly very intriguing, and it leads to something that they are preparing for. I don't think there's any question about that, and you can draw your own conclusions as to what that is.
My personal thoughts is that that 2012 is when it's all over and we start the new age of mankind. And I believe that there's going to be a number of smaller events leading up to some larger event down the road. You know, there's going to be earthquakes and smaller tsunamis, things like that. And basically, it'll lead up to some bigger event, and then after that, it'll all be over. And I think that's what 2012 really is. You'll notice it in the movie 2012. We had a black president. The same thing with the movie Deep Impact.
Deep Impact, yes.